Horrible Bosses is of somewhat the same school as Bridesmaid. Its language is not much cleaner, but seems less gratuitous. I hope not just because it's men talking. And though it may introduce some people to a new sexual perversion, it's not as gross. And it is just as funny. Basically, it has Jason Sudeikis, Charlie Day, and Jason Bateman trying to swap murders a la Strangers on the Train when they're so dumb they don't even understand the premise and do their burglarious research together, not as individuals. They're so physically inept that they have trouble pulling out of a parking lot in a straight line. This is the comedy of incompetence, where we feel superior because we could do everything better, and to some extent the comedy of wish fulfillment, because who doesn't occasionally feel like killing the boss, and who wouldn't like to be avidly pursued by Jennifer Aniston? Well, maybe not the way she goes about it. The whole thing is so intentionally silly that a touch of genuine emotion in Charlie Day and social motivation in Sudeikis seem obtrusive, but very little is done with either one. The action is basically predictable, but there are a couple of surprises, and the only thing I found annoying was the continuing use of overlapping dialogue. When that's all I have to gripe about, I must be satisfied with Horrible Bosses. Jim Erickson, over and out.